Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. This afternoon in the living room of a little farm on Willow Road, Aunt Mary paused with a dustcloth in her hand, smiled happily as the pleasant sound of laughter drifted down to her. Upstairs in Peggy's room, Aunt Mary's niece and Lisa Fenner sat by the window, talking cheerfully while they worked on a new dress which Lisa had offered to design for her new friend. Two young women sitting together. Two young women each unaware of the fact that the other had been the victim of Kit Mead's selfish scheming. If only Peggy had been impelled to confide in Lisa, tell how her own life had been affected by Ben Calvert's self-willed daughter. Or if Lisa had been less fearful, had told Peggy that her reason for coming to Wakefield was to reclaim her baby son from Kit. But instead, since each hesitated to burden a new acquaintance with her personal troubles, the girls talked of casual things. Now, after looking quietly out of the window for a moment, Lisa says wistfully,
"This is such a lovely view, Peggy."
"Yes, isn't it? I love that little hill with the trees marching up to the top."
"It must be beautiful here in the summer when everything's green."
"Oh, it is. I never get tired of looking at it."
"What's that little house down there by the road, Peggy?"
"Oh, that's where Lefty lives. He built it himself years ago when he first came here."
"Oh, it's very artistic."
"Funny you'd say that. Lefty thinks he's so practical."
"I like Lefty a lot. He's so straightforward, honest about things."
"Oh, Lefty's wonderful. In fact, I don't know what I'd do without him."
"I can tell he's terribly fond of you."
"He's been like a father to me."
"Oh, you're lucky to have him. My parents died when I was just a child."
"Oh."
"I've always missed having a father. Someone who cares about you no matter what you do. Just because you belong to him."
"I lost my parents, too, but I've been very fortunate having Aunt Mary and Lefty."
"Yes, you have been." "Oh, and this is such a wonderful place to live. Peaceful."
"I suppose it might seem dull to a lot of people, but luckily I have a basis for comparison after living in the city for a while."
"In the city? Oh, somehow I imagined you'd always lived out here."
"Well, I have almost, but I did spend a year in Chicago. You see, I had an idea I'd like to have a career. I thought I wanted to be an actress."
"Really? What happened, Peggy?"
"Well, you see, the trouble was I lacked the most important thing, talent."
"Oh, maybe you're mistaken."
"Oh, I'm afraid there's not much doubt about it. Oh, dear, I've lost the scissors."
"Oh, here they are."
"Oh, thanks, Lisa." "No, I wasn't intended to be an actress. Not that I mind. I think it was just an idea I had because I was trying to escape from something. Something that had hurt me. Oh, you know how it is. You feel as if by changing the outside things, the externals, you can get away from yourself."
"Yes, I do know."
"Of course, I found out it doesn't work. Because you have to take yourself right along with you. But I do envy you for having real talent as a dancer. It'd be an exciting life, if you're suited to it."
"Oh, it is. Of course, it can get to be a job, just like everything else."
"Was that how it was with you? Just a job?"
"No, Peggy, it wasn't. Not in those days. Then I was very much in love. Lance and I were so happy."
"I was wondering, but maybe you'd rather not talk about it."
"Oh, it's all right, Peggy. What?"
"Well, I just thought, since your husband's in Chicago now, well, sometimes things happen. People change."
"No. The way things are between us, Lance might as well be 1,000 miles away."
"But If you were happy once.
Oh, no, there's too much to forget now. I couldn't face Lance. I've wronged him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lisa. I shouldn't have made you think about it. Oh, there, I've got the sleeves all basted. Now, what shall I do next?
Let me see. You might... Oh, no, you can't do that until I... Oh, I guess there's nothing else to do until I get the skirt ready. You just sit there and talk to me.
Oh, fine. That appeals to my lazy nature. You know, I can't wait to take a trip to the city and see you after you get underway. I'll feel so proud knowing a real live dancer personally.
Well, please don't expect too much. Frankly, I'm sort of frightened.
Oh.
I'm so used to dancing with Lance, I'm not sure I'll be any good by myself.
Oh, of course you will.
I don't know. It's awfully different when you're used to dancing with someone. Oh, but Aunt Mary has such a lot of faith in me. I do hope I can make a success of it for her sake.
Hmm. Aunt Mary affects people that way.
Yes.
Well, personally, I'm not the least bit worried, especially after watching you practice. All you need is an opportunity, and whatever it takes to get you started, I'm sure Del Shipley can manage. You're going to like her a lot.
That's what Aunt Mary says. Oh, I only hope I won't be a lot of trouble to her.
Don't you worry about that. She's a grand person. And she's crazy about Aunt Mary. She'll break her neck for you, just because you're a friend of the Lanes.
Mm. That's what frightens me. I'd hate to have her put herself out for nothing. Oh, it's so hard. I'm not sure she can help me, no matter how much she tries.
Peggy was puzzled. She wondered why this young woman felt so doubtful, in spite of her obvious talent. Meanwhile, after glancing upstairs to assure herself that the door to Peggy's room was closed, Aunt Mary had gone to the telephone and put in a long-distance call to Chicago. Now, after a moment, she hears a familiar voice.
Hello?
Hello, Dale?
Is that... Why, Mary Lane. Mary, is anything wrong? Is anything...
Oh, no, nothing's wrong. Nothing at all.
Oh, well, thank the Lord. I hear from you so seldom, I was sure something must be haywire down there.
No, everything's fine, Dale. How about you?
You know me, Mary. I'm as healthy as an ox. Besides, only the good die young. Is Lefty all right?
Oh, yes, Lefty's fine.
Oh, that's good. I guess there's no use asking if he's changed his mind about anything.
Well, you know how stubborn he is, Dale. But he'll come to his senses eventually. I'm sure he will.
Oh, maybe so, Mary. But I'm not getting any younger. Well, what's on your mind?
Dale, I do need your help. I wondered if you could do something for me.
You know I will. What's the gimmick?
The what?
The gimmick, the deal, the idea.
Oh. Well, I'm going to write you a long letter about this.
Good.
I don't want to go into all the details now. But briefly, there's a young woman staying with us.
Yeah?
A dancer who just had a dreadful experience.
A dancer?
Yes. Her name's Lisa Fenner. You may have heard of her.
Fenner. Fenner. Say, you must mean Lisa and Lance Fenner.
Yes.
Oh, sure, I remember. They split up quite a while ago. I saw something about it in Billboard the other day. He's in town here.
Yes, and Lisa is down here with us. She needs help, Dale.
You mean she wants to get back to work again?
Yes, but now she'll be alone. No partner.
I see, a single.
It isn't just the money, Dell. The girl has lost her confidence. Needs someone to give her a boost.
I get you, Mary.
I wondered if I might send her to you, Dell.
Sure. Send her along. We'll fix something up for her.
Oh, that's wonderful. You've no idea how grateful I am.
Oh, forget it.
And, Dell, there's another thing. I'm especially anxious not to lose track of this girl. I have a very good reason.
Anything you say, Mary. Just send her up here. I can handle it some way.
Aunt Mary hung up the telephone with a feeling of relief. Now things were actually underway. She hadn't explained to Del Shipley her reason for wanting to keep track of Lisa because of a name the young woman had mentioned inadvertently, the name of Kit Mead. There was an answer to many perplexing questions, Aunt Mary felt sure, in Lisa's connection with Ben Calvert's daughter, and she was anxious to find out what it was. At that same moment, in her nightclub, the Golden Peacock, Del Shipley has just dialed a number.
Hello? Lily? Listen, hon, this is Del. I want you to do something for me. I just had a call from Aunt Mary Lane. Oh, everyone's fine. Yeah. But she's sending a girl up here, a dancer, and I wish you'd put her up at your place. You've been looking for a roommate anyway. Sure. Well, you can give her the once-over for a few days. Sure. And if she pans out, you'll be all set. It might work out just swell for both of you.
A phone call from Del Shipley to Lily Devon, who works for her at the Golden Peacock. Lily, Peggy's old friend, with whom Aunt Mary's niece had roomed herself while she was in Chicago during that hectic period following her flight from Wakefield. Lily knows all about Kit Meade, for Peggy, lonesome and unhappy, had chosen her as a confidant. Well, Aunt Mary, you couldn't hope for a better arrangement than this, for Lisa Fenner to live with Lily Devon.